My name is Stan Shearer, and my career has been as a photographer. My work is spread out among a few categories, photojournalism, documentary photography, fine art photography. And the piece on display on the second floor of the Forbes Library is a view of the main building, the old main building of the Northampton State Hospital, around, I would say, 1990. And the Northampton State Hospital was established in the mid-1800s, and the site was carefully selected to be up on a hill with a beautiful view. And the thinking was that this peaceful environment would be very helpful in healing those afflicted with mental illness. And in the mid-1970s, the state of Massachusetts began a process of closing the hospitals. It would take about 25 years, but the entire state system of mental health and mental illness institutions began a slow process of closing down. The one in Northampton closed. The last group of patients were sent off around 1991. And what happened here is, in the late 1990s, a group of employees at the state hospital really wanted their stories preserved. They didn't want the hospital to close and all their work just evaporate, the history of their work. So a group of employees approached the public history program at the University of Massachusetts and asked if there's any way of organizing an oral history project. The director of the public history program, David Glassberg, selected one of his graduate students, Mike Moore, to conduct interviews with the employees. And these interviews would go into the state archive, and that would be the official record. I learned about the project and realized that we need to have photographs to accompany the oral histories. It would not be complete otherwise. And I contacted Mike, and he was very pleased that I wanted to join the project. And we secured funding from the Mass Foundation for the Humanities to create an exhibition consisting of the portraits of the employees and the excerpts from his interviews. And this exhibit traveled around the state for at least a year. Now, the image on display, one morning, it was foggy. And I thought, ooh, I love fog. It's so perfect for the future of the state hospital, which was really in a fog. And so I raced over, and that is the portrait of the original state hospital, old, which is referred to as Old Main. And it became one of the iconic images of the entire exhibition. And we have an accompanying image taken in maybe 1880 of the Old Main, and the two of them together really tell the story. So moving on, my work, I began photographing on the streets of New York City. I grew up in the Bronx, and my interest in photography really began when I was about 8 years old. My uncle arrived at our apartment with World War II vintage film developing apparatus. And my brother and I set up in the bathroom, developed films, made contact prints, and I was really smitten with the photographic process. By the time I was in my teens, I was roaming the streets of New York, and I had certain neighborhoods that were especially of interest to me. Neighborhoods where people were out on the street and life was pretty much lived on the street. And I moved to Massachusetts in 1969, and I stopped photographing because my subject matter disappeared. It took a while. I joined a newspaper, the Amherst Record, which is no longer in existence. And from there, I began a career as a photojournalist. And eventually was working for the wire services and major magazines. And then in 1984, the University of Massachusetts started a campus newspaper which was, went to faculty, staff, members of the legislature, and I joined as the staff photographer. It was a half-time position, which was perfect because I could continue my work and also have benefits and a wonderful environment. The academic community was really stimulating. And so from there, I could break down my career into certain areas. So there are the major projects. There's a project which we called Founding Farms. I learned about it. The federal government put in place a bicentennial recognition program of family farms that were 200 years or more in the same family. And the ceremony was at the Three County Fair, and at the time I was the official fair photographer. So I covered this and realized that we need to document some of these farms. And I worked with the editor of the paper. He did the interviews. I did the photographs. We got really nice funding, from the Mass Humanities and Ocean Spray. We got a list of sponsors to fund this. And we created an exhibit that first traveled around the state for almost 2 years. And UMass Press published this as a book. So it was really kind of taking off. And then there's an organization called the Mid-Atlantic Arts Alliance, and they took the show, and it traveled around the country for more than 10 years. And so that particular project had a very long life. Another big project, I received a Fulbright in 1994 to document life in the northern regions of Albania. We have no family connections to Albania, but became very interested through literature. And so my wife and I worked on that together. And again, UMass Press published the book. The title is Long Life to Your Children, which is an expression that you hear many times in Albania. And then I retired from UMass in 2003 and decided to go to graduate school, but not in photography, but in printmaking. And that was extremely interesting because it was an area, photography, you make prints, but printmaking, you also make prints, but it's really different. So it's a very different sensibility. You're dealing with inks, you're dealing with papers. So my objective was to carry printmaking sensibilities into photography, because by that time I'm working entirely in a digital platform, and I wanted to reintroduce your hands. Working in the darkroom, it's a very hands-on process, and I was not missing the darkroom, but missing the hands-on aspect. And I created a series of experimental works. I had only worked in black and white, and my most interesting conversations in the graduate program were with the painters, and it meant I was considering color for the first time. And I did some experiments in multiple images, collages, and introducing aspects of printmaking into these works. And I'm having a show in the library in June of 2024, and I will include a group of these experimental color works along with work that goes as far back as New York City. It's a look back at my career. And the reason I wanted to do this show is I've reached an agreement with the UMass Archives to receive all my photographic work, to preserve it. And I thought, well, if I'm going to be sending all my prints away, I want one last solo show, and I think this will be it. Which doesn't mean I'll never show anything again, but that may not happen. So I'm working now, planning the show. There's not nearly enough wall space for everything I would like to show. But my first major project was in West Africa, really. I worked there for almost 6 months affiliated with the London Associated Press Bureau, and it's some of the best work I've ever made, and it's still among my absolute favorite works. So the Africa work is going to take a big piece of wall space, and I'm also reprinting many of these pieces. I go back to pieces repeatedly and make new versions each time. I think they're actually improved. But the new prints from West Africa, I think, are really special now. And so I think, you know, that will be a summary of my life in photography.